Thus I have heard. At one time the blessed ones dwelt in the royal name of Ultrafeed Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of holy sovereigns. At that time the blessed ones absorbed the samadhi in many aspects of the mountain called Prince. At the same time, Yoga Bahalakiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in the natural elements. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? And thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva,
answered Venerable Shariputra with these words.
Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen clearly in their natural entrance. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling and recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. We know characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, and so on, no quality of mind, no quality of consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. There is no suffering, no origin, no ending,
no add, no wisdom, no attendant, no non-attendant. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attendant,
Bodhisattvas rely on and
abide by means of profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no excursions, they have no fear of transcending falsity, they attend Nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied on the perfection of wisdom. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed, the mantra which commands all suffering, should be known as true, that is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom proclaim. They are the good people, Bhagavati, Shariputra, this is how it is up on
the train with profound professional wisdom. Then the blessed one arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, the Lord Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken about. Well done, O son of the lineage, we saw. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you were taught, and the Tathagatas
Thank you. kyuji laba na ye ye ka dam lama so ge sum ba na je ne thon tha ne sa wa ni ye se ge ne thon mi sa wa la ju ye ro was
So as far as it is stated by the Kadamba masters that there are two the primary the activities that we are indulging in. So when it comes to listening to the teachings or whether it be giving a teachings. So out of these two activities, the first at the outset, we involve in the practicing the Dharma is the mainly for the purpose of something that we can derive benefits out of the next life.
就我什么平时以小娃子的学业研究的没呢？你我就带领学生你一人来小娃子把的确实读嘛了哇塞。
So without developing the motivations to seek the happiness in the next life, without that motivations, then our congregations here for the 2 hours would not be that of the pure Dharma.
沉淀了些呢，确保民生呢，搞到没那么少些。沉淀了些呢，确保民生生活有了啊。沉淀一天到结束呢，我做的就差个嘛意思。So
any activities that is carried out, whether it be the activities by the bodily actions or speech or mind, whatever the activities, that is primarily aimed at the benefits that we can derive in this lifetime alone. And it cannot be that of the Dharma practices. So you may wonder then what it is that we can really derive the benefits out of, which is the solely the Dharma that we can indulge in activities. So the Dharma is usually determined by any activities, positive activities that is carried out. That primarily aimed at, derivation of the motivations is oriented towards the something that we can derive the benefits in the next life. So otherwise, the activities that we can derive out of the sensory pleasure, the happiness that we can derive out of the indulging in the activities that we can carry out in this lifetime alone. Could be exhausting within this lifetime alone.
修行生命的，眼睛没去，需要是被脑浆机给缺钱嘛的了，脑也是被脑浆机给缺钱了。So
then the question is, what is meant by practicing Dharma? The Dharma should not be understood in terms of something that we can do merely by. How it appears that we are indulging in, we are engaging in, just like the physical body, like whether it be, involve engaging in the teachings or whatever the case may be. Dharma should not be understood in terms of the physical actions. The real Dharma should be understood in terms of the activities, the positive activities that is carried out by our consciousness or the mind.
Mm-hmm. 等于一生一南州生的嘞，生一偏巴生的，生一大部生的嘞，等于几句话啦，哎呢，康萨让你也，你这不得都也偏巴的，顶我名过是。康萨让你一生一生一大部生的罗达， kaje sen hyu yume sen ta yume ge chane ani jiwa shima pe chu ge jebu de du ya zu kan yong ba de dan da ge sen ba la ra le ber se be na ga so ge ji jiwa shima zang ji tuan de ni ge ye so na de zang ji ge jiwa shima yang jebu de zang ji zo go le se de le ji jen bi ye ta ba sen ge ta wa dan da la ji leng go be ani sen ba ji jie go ye na de le ya wa ji ge ta ba ta go le Dele tayo be sanje tangju ge tuan do yin chue chi chege yin na yin sanje tangju tuan do zubi sanje kubung toba se di yin ko shiba yi to ne shawa yi sen tau yi chan nang goye rindwa sen bat tau chie shung chan.
So in brief, Dharma is something that which is done by the consciousness. And obviously, when we, in terms of the spiritual goal, you know, towards which that we pursue our activities might be oriented towards. So it could be, you know, it varies. For instance, you could have the spiritual goal as the liberation from the samsara as your main goal. Or you can also extend that goal towards the obtaining the state of enlightenment as the primary goal. So for that purpose, if we engage in the activities, the Dharma activities, then your motivation, which is in the form of Dharma, would be the greater or more intense.
Tidu ye jinsen sanan tohne, tidu ye kaje jang rinpo tang, yini jha cheshun ye sanan tohne laka chengen ye sona, shuyo sengen de yinchi miji, shu mi yungi chi che goye jinnu maare la ta. Dehwa deo chingchi la ma jen mi jingin chi.
So when we talk about practicing Dharma, that traditionally we have some sort of the understanding, which is obviously the distorted among our Tibetan community, that Dharma is something that carried out by, you know, one who are the monks or nuns, you know, who are, you know, the traditionally speaking, they're the professional, they are trained in certain the philosophical schools or, and so forth. So Dharma should not be understood in terms, Dharma should not be, I mean, the practicing Dharma is not confined to, you know, the fully ordained monks or the monks or nuns, but rather it can be done by all, you know, I mean, everybody whose aspiration to seek happiness or wish to avoid the suffering.
So today's
our involvement in the Dharma activities should be primarily aimed at least for the purpose of for the purpose of the next life. Let us think ourselves with regard to what circumstances or the positions that we are in, whether we are engaging in the activities that is the purely, that is purely motivated by Dharma, or is something else. If you just reflect on the what position of our the intentions. Obviously, as far as the physical body is concerned, obviously we are in here in the Gyudi Monastery. But yet, in terms of our motivation, when we engage in the practice of the Dharma, whether it be listening or the teachings. So let us develop some motivation that we engage in the Dharma, you know, the listening to the Dharma, you know, it's with the great motivation right in the front of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, though, right in front of you. So let us meditate on our development of the motivations to engage in the Dharma practices. In this context, we are listening to the Dharma. So let us develop the motivation that we're listening to the Dharma for the purpose of all the sentient beings, imagining that you know, all the beings are surrounding us here. So in brief, our motivation should be our mind should be seduced by developing the bodhicitta or the altruistic aspiration to obtain the state of enlightenment. So after we have developed the such a great motivations at the development of the bodhicitta to listen to the Dharma practices, and what we are going to listen to is the great treatise on the path to enlightenment by Lama Tsongkhapa, who is a great famous and very Tibetan, the leading scholar, not only in the Tibetan community but also in the Indian community as well. So in terms of the lineage of the Lamim text, obviously we can trace down all the way back to the Shakyamuni Buddha, who taught, you know, out of one's his own experience. So, in brief, in terms of the word purpose that the Lamrim text is composed, we can see this as the very prescriptions of the medicine, medical science, which is pioneer for the purpose of curing the illnesses. So likewise, we can see the Dharma texts, particularly the Lamrim, as the antidote, the great antidotes to our afflictions that we have.
고대신은 사진님발로 추추 채워서 시행인데 아니 추인데라 가리 야보 가리여서 계셔시는데 아니 맞추게 아니 신데네 아니 채워시만 편절에 뒤너의 동행 요목은 이제 전화요 추대게 소토그레스라고 이제 추추 채워서
And the second categories of the Lamrim that deals with something that is goodness, what the goodness about embarking in the path to enlightenment teachings. So what the good thing about the Lamrim is, we can really study the teachings and incorporate into day-to-day lifetime. And then so that, we are able to counteract any afflictions that might arise within our life.
Mm-hmm. 아니 추연데 숨바보 사치보 아니 추코론데 사치보 예나 아니 당가 초기 추연이 간내냐 그거를 시행에 가르시 그거 살아요데 아니 가르쳐 그거 살아다
So as far as the goodness about the teachings and the one that who taught is concerned it's all perfect as far as our understanding is concerned so now the question is now how do we embark or how do we start listening to that teachings or the approach to these teachings?
당가 손 먼저 지혜를 다 강가기 시행에 대한 영향이 가라니 상추 유생이지 좀마 물론 순수지 맞으나 상추 생 생고로 와서는 라고로 와서는
So generally speaking, there's an understanding of development of the bodhicitta or the awakening mind, with which that we should listen to the teachings or whether it be the listening to the teachings or giving a teachings to others, it must be complemented by the mind of the bodhicitta. So with regard to the fourth chapter or the categories of the Lamrim, the great teachers on the stages of the path to enlightenment, as far as this chapter is concerned, I assume that everyone here would probably be familiar with. So now this particular chapter deals with how Okay, this fourth chapter deals with, of course, there's two categories. The first deals with relying on one's master as the root source of our knowledge. And the second part deals with how we should then proceed on after that.
당연히 사실은 되게 사처럼 맞는 되게 뭐 보여서 뒤바로 맞죠잖아. 그 엔치라고. 당연히 사실은 이제 비슷한 거 사실 다 되는 거 같이 다 되는 거라 니제. 뒤에 되는 힘보는 비슷고 와도 힘보 제단이 비슷 니제. 당연히 또 보던 거 사실 다 힘보 제단이 비슷되는 나지 나자는 게 받쳐 봐도 아니 힘보는 생 뭐 같이 당연히 또 뭐로 살아. 다 힘보는 생 뭐 되나 아니 주부 중요하다. 나지는 바로 장지 주부들도 팀원이 나지 주부 준비를 말로 장지 송지. 다들이는 주부 중요한 나지를 말로 장지 때는 주부 중요 상반장로 뭐지 대지비스 대라로도 가봐지 한 동무지.
但今天什么级别？论今天什么短距离落脚吧，今天什么的特点嘛？你就能来，论今天什么短距离落脚吧，是一点多少级？但今天什么的特点吧，是一点特点了，有点啥的。那种就不轻易给落脚，轻易弄来呢。今天什么短距离落脚阶段？今天什么的特点吧，是你弄来呢？今天什么干啥？短距离今天什么那感觉用过的购买的？이때심어를가르쳐내는이때심어로고그래서계속해가슴과도시의차이바살라다너무알래
So,
기와심어서는되겠다
So, as far as the all the different chapters or the categories is concerned, that so now we have reached all the way down to the going for refuge to the three jewels. After that, we have completed all the preceding chapters.From
단단들이받지로와동보들은이제심한대니지로제발생이있는이제심한대이터때마시듯동보들이제심한대니지로제발생이들
From all the way from the greatness of the teachings and how to listen to and explain the teachings and then you have the relying on the teachers and the meditation session refuting the misconception about the meditation and a human life of leisure and opportunitySo all the way down to, I think, going for refuge to three jewels.
I didn't learn it. Personal learning. Because I did you choose me? You choose such a little money. Personal or such a lama yama dream as an chill over it. Larigan or don't you know? Let me such a young suit of a dream. And you jet the Ghana journal choose such a thing here to the money. Then you will cut to such a thing and use.
Okay, so now we are on the page, the English, the translation text, the page number 178, the relying on the means for achieving happiness in the next life. Generally, you know, it's kind of traditional. It is kind of like a customary for the Lama who gives teachings.You know, just to repeat all the categories of the chapters that we have covered so far. So since, you know, you are not very convenient with translating all those by yourself, so without looking at the book, then it would be difficult, so it's okay.
Nyawada yada don rose the Jawashima Penjaji, Dohinua, Nepa the Kasanga Shi, Basla, the Dian Shell.
So, do you remember that we covered with the how suffering that how great the potential that we have that falling into the lower realms if we are not practicing the Dhamma properly?
Mm-hmm.다시와시마덴루지기동해신앙서버지냐고고야나아니다들저이토가르여서라고인데아니인데는고주고서라다
So if that is the case with the possibility that we can envision the how great suffering that we are probably ready to the fall into the lower realms then Now the question is there any means or method by which that we can prevent or preclude from falling into the lower realms so that we wouldn't suffer so after we die?
먼저사제의방어되는최소의대대중나선예출발하기전로그야나오늘인도가고수지열라다고지지토르파지조태진의마자라되는수리제출전지열라다주커는로슈디메제와젠디자중원레디레바톰보니바젠치디위디창소치디에로데나기기지사치코롱예로장유디니지차손네지지차손지디방디니타타비다슈지에라다코
So in terms of developing the not just the knowledge but also to gain the spiritual realization at the experiential level is concerned this text is very beautifully constructed that if you really, you know, take this very seriously and try to develop the very insight and try to practice it, and you can really see the how efficacy that it can lead to. So, when we listen to the teachings of the Lamrim, right, if you really seriously listen to the teachings by step by step, and when you reach to the chapter where it deals with or talk about the suffering nature of the lower realms, such as like animal realm or hungry ghosts or particularly the hell realm, if you truly have developed the faith of convictions in this particular text, and then try to feel it, and as if imagine that if what would happen, how the great suffering that you may experience, you know, not just like otherwise, our listening to the teachings would be not that much influential to our. So if there is a really suffering that, as far as it is stated in the Lamrim text, then it is something that we should really ponder, we can really reflect on, and now we are about to come to the conclusion that if there's any possibility, you know, that we can really preclude oneself from falling into the lower realms. And then try to figure it out if there's any, the antidote or the something that can, we can really, try to develop. So as far as the means or method by which, or the mechanism by which that the fear can be overcome. Obviously, right from the beginning, that the ordinary people, one who just launched at the teaching for the first time, obviously would not have, you know, that much the intellectual understanding, the what method that we would rely on. So in such cases, obviously, one would rely on the Dharma teacher. So in terms of the what situation we are in, what situation, what the mental position we are in, you know, if you reflect on that, you will probably find yourself in some sort of like a pitch black of ignorance. So to be brief and to be straightforward, obviously one could say that, obviously I don't know, right? It's just the ordinary people are really ignorant, as like a blind, you know, someone who cannot see at all. And here's the analogy is given to the how ignorant mind leads to the suffering. As if like it's like a it is in a position where it is a pitch black, and it is tied up with the metal chains.
Kiki dame lava the combo congachan to kiki dame, karichima, karishiro slona, and dancing, charge it tied down the earth.
Obviously, when we talk about you are tied up with the metal chain, obviously, we are not talking about the physical metal chain in real, but it should be understood in terms of the grasping at the self, as if there's an intrinsic reality out there. And such an ignorant beings who are in such a positions is as if you know he or she is afloat in the ocean of samsara. And that is the what it is, the situation is for the ignorant mind. So at this certain situation, you know, isn't that rational or isn't that, you know, reasonable to rely on someone who can really show us or that such as like a text or, you know? And as long as there's a recognition that what position the ignorant person is, then there should be the sense of urgency to seek the path so that, you know, he or she can be free from that kind of situation. Here the text reads the relying on the means or methods for achieving happiness in the next life, particularly the means for achieving happiness in the next life, are explained in two parts. The training oneself in going for refuge, which is recognized to be the excellent door for entering the Dharma teachings, and the developing the faith of conviction that is the root of all the temporary happiness and the definite goodness, which refers to the liberations from the samsara or the cyclic existence. And, you know,
and the state of enlightenment.
So when we talk about training oneself in going for refuge, which is considered to be the excellent door for entering the teachings, so you may wonder what kind of refuge that we are talking about, or what kind of the teachings that we are talking about here in this particular context. Generally speaking, when we talk about the door, obviously the entrance that we are passing, you know, to the hall. And the entering door, the excellent door for entering the teachings. First of all, we should recognize what kind of teachings that we are entering to or, you know, leading towards. So teachings in this context obviously should be understood in terms of the the teachings that that was taught by the great masters, you know, the Dharma teachings.
Then the Sanje Chungkho saying it, the Sanje Jitenba said, Chida Migi Narada.
Okay, teachings that is primarily taught by the past historical Buddha, you know, out of his own experience. So in terms of the how many different categories there is when we talk about the teachings, obviously there are two categories. The one is the verbal teachings, then one is the teachings that is derived out of the realization itself. So in terms of the demarcations between the Buddhist or non-Buddhist is actually made on the basis of whether or not the individuals would believe in that kind of teachings primarily. So obviously, the going for refuge is the one that, I mean, the criterion by which that makes you a Buddhist. And particularly, you know, when we talk about the teachings, it should be understood in terms of the realization that we gain out of the learning and learning that teachings taught by the Buddha. So what is the verbal teachings? We're talking about the two categories of the teachings. The verbal teaching is the teachings that verbally taught by the Shakyamuni Buddha. And the second categories of the teachings, which is the realization, the spiritual realization that is gained out of practicing that the particular teachings that taught by the Buddha. So in terms of embarking on the teachings for the first time, so if you wonder, at the outset, at the very outset, for who have never exposed to the Buddhist teaching at all, then which kind of teachings that would they'd start with? And when we talk about a refuge itself, what is it, that refuge? Does it belong to the verbal teachings, or is it something that is the realization that is gained out of that teachings? Okay, in terms of embarking on the teachings, for those who have never exposed to the teachings, obviously they would start with the verbal teachings, the study the text. So just because embarking on the teachings, like whether it be studying or listening to the teachings, is not really the criteria that makes you the Buddhist.
농기 땜발라 노조 제네 큐줄라 정도 나바다바지 가디제소나 데네 코 나바 산제바 차바레 산제 땜발라 슈바레라
So once you have developed the intellectual understanding on that particular teachings that we embark on, and after the base on that, the realization, the spiritual realization that we gain out of these teachings, and then seek the really refuge and go for refuge to the three jewels, that is when that you know we become a Buddhist.
Mm-hmm.
So now the point being made here is that just because you are studying Buddhist doesn't mean that you are a Buddhist. As His Holiness the Dalai Lama always says that you don't have to be a Buddhist to study a Buddhist. So important point is you really need to study what the essence of the teaching is. So now the question is that what kind of benefits that we can derive out of, you know, the studying of teachings and the gain the intellectual understanding of what the Dharma is. So obviously this is not something it shouldn't be understood in terms of something that we are grouping into a particular, you know, a particular the flock of people.
So my point is,
you know, the what makes you the Buddhist is obviously the realization that that we strive to gain after we have gained the realization of the doctrine or the teachings, and then resolve to seek the refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So this is the demarcating line, you know, between the Buddhist or non-Buddhist. So now you should be very ascertained what kind of the teachings that we are entering to when we talk about the training in going for refuge, which is recognized to be the excellent door for entering the teachings. So when you encounter with people in the street or somewhere, you know, if somebody asks you where you're going, then you would say, I'm going to listen to the teaching at the Gyudi Monastery. So as if, you know, you are really a Buddhist, you know, you claim yourself to be a Buddhist. In really, you know, if you probe inside or if you scrutinize your mind, you know, then you will see whether you are real Buddhist or not.
So
obviously, you cannot become a Buddhist just because the parents or the grandparents are the Buddhists or traditionally.
And it
could also possible for individuals to be a Buddhist the mere because that who really seek the refuge in the Buddha as soon as they recognize what the Buddha is or the Dharma is and Sangha is, you know, though, you know, they are not come from the Buddhist family. There's a traditional speaking that there were the conventional understanding that there's a yogi or, you know, someone who have some sort of fame. You know, the traditionally they're all Buddhists. You know, but in reality, if really, you know, that's how purity or conviction that the individual might have on which is the better between the one who is supposedly a Buddhist or and those who are not really famous that he is a Buddhist or not. He's not a Buddhist. But in fact, there are person who does not claim themselves a Buddhist, but in reality, there are people who are really Buddhist. Okay, if somebody would ask you what is it that the Buddhist teaching? What is the Buddhist teaching? Then obviously you should be able to know or to comprehend that the two different categories of the teachings, you know, in terms of the teachings, there are the verbal teachings and the realization that is gained through that kind of teachings. And in terms of the individual, what makes you Buddhist is the one who go for refuge to the three jewels is that makes you a Buddhist.
Mm-hmm. Long tell two sons and the real Hosan chess and Tindy Chabal at any, you ten Raji letting it and the Toby Tamba Sego Grace. Teachers at Sibola.
So, in brief, if you encounter with such questions, then you would probably have to answer that the teachings, as far as the teaching is concerned, the teaching is that which has two categories, the verbal teachings and the realization, and in terms of demarcations, what makes you a Buddhist, between a Buddhist and non-Buddhist, is made on the basis of whether or not that you really go for refuge to the three jewels.
Chiron number Sanjiba Chevy in the mean singing, but then no chance of Jenny. Raw. Any gemages or sauce are already lada. And you could go to zero to the chuton the Kelly and go so rich it's all in the Marilada.
So when you talk about making a decision to be a Buddhist, obviously there's no any sort of the compelling factor that makes you a Buddhist. You know, it's some kind of force. You know, you have that kind of freedom to study extensively without considering yours, without being really a Buddhist. So as far as the refuge is concerned, obviously you go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. You know, it's we can really develop the understanding of this particular chapter, the particular categories that reads the training and going for refuge, which is the excellent door for entering the teaching. So the this third category is the training and going for refuge, which is the excellent door for entering the teachings, is explained in four parts. The causes upon which that you rely on going for, when you are going for refuge, and based on that, the objects to which you go for refuge, and then you have the way you go for refuge, and once you have gone for refuge, then the stages of the precepts that one needs to adopt with. So this third category is deal with the question come up with what sort of the instrumental factor or the element that you should have or you must have. So when you look for the causes of the going for refuge.
Mm-hmm. 就当然能够说教教师从那的话，变成超级多数的年度来教机构的话了的，高年级考生的模特来教机构的话了的，就是刚刚教机构的了的，就当然呢。
So, you know, the general speaking, what is meant by refuge is, you know, you can take a refuge to the umbrella when it's rain, you know, protect yourself from the rain, and also, you know, when you are going to somewhere, then you take a refuge into the vehicle. So this is, you know, generally speaking, what is meant by refuge, to rely on. So when you define the Tibetan term kyab, which literally means the protections, to protect from something, you know, it could be dangerous or, you know, whatever it is, undesirable objects. So the text reads, in general, of course, that there are many different causes and conditions. And however, in this particular context, for our purposes, the following applies. As explained earlier, that you cannot remain or you are not subject to remain in this particular life. Due to the fact that we are subject to disintegrate momentarily and we are approaching to the death sooner or later. And after death, so you have no control over where you will be reborn because you are under the control of other power, which refers to the karma. So with regard to the karma, in terms of the how rare that we accumulate the positive karma. So here, the Shantideva says, So one thing that we can ascertain is that we all die, no matter what. I think let me say, you know, I would guess in 50 years, we all will have gone. Maybe, you know, I'm too exaggerating. Maybe let's say the 75 years, within the 75 years, we all will have gone.
Dawa da shabo da dentha singe de jene gain de menge je do ro do ala thang so.
So sometimes we don't notice that how time flies, you know, the day pass by and the week and then month pass by. We cannot really noticing that how quickly the time pass. So when you think about the 75 years from now, you know, it sounds like it's a long, long, you know, time. But the how the time passes, you know, so far, it's very quickly. And let's imagine then what would happen when we die, you know, which is very certain and inevitable. Obviously, when we die and we are not subject to, you know, we cannot control over where to reborn, but rather we are subject to rely on what karma that we accumulate. And we are under the power of what is the technically known as the other power that refers to the karma.
So
let us imagine what situation that would be like, you know, in our the conventional world. We can see those the servant, you know, who have no freedom at all what to do, but rather they would follow all the orders and instructions or whatever the task is that whatever the task is given by his or her the manager or whatever it is. So it's other power in general sense. So when we reflect on the drawbacks of being other, the you know, the control by or the influence by others, you know, obviously it would be pretty difficult to look at the situations of others, but we should understand that. We should try to understand that, imagining that if you are in his or her positions, then see, then that would be more effective. So when we talk about the Tibetan term, which is Xianwang, which literally means other power, and that refers to the karma. The karma is the action that you carry out. It could be positive, negative, or neutral, which is obviously it's not you, but it's your activities, which is other than you. And obviously that karma or the action that you carry out is intrinsically or by itself is not something negative. You know, it is up to you how you carry out the actions that you carry out. It's all depend upon you.
Okay,
Okay. Here, the paragraph, it reads, the page number 178, the English translation. the Shantideva says in his, the text known as the Engaging in the Bodhisattva Deeds, says that just as a flash of lightning in the dark, cloudy nights momentarily illuminates the darkness of the black night, so too does there infrequently appear in the world by a Buddha's power a few moments of intelligence to cultivate virtue. Thus, virtue is always weak or feeble, and since a sin is the fiercely powerful. So in terms of how rare the optimum realm of the human being is the analogized by the Shantideva, just as like a flash of lightning in the dark of the cloudy nights illuminates illuminates all for an instant. So just as like this, it's very rare.
Then Janagi Chile Meto Chessing pitching you messy and over the Giros. Your Sanjay Tubi, then a Sanjay and Chusaman, you got him at any me, Lutin, and Chinia Bassing it. Janagi Chile Meto, Nasu Meto, or don't worry, Meto Singh here, the Kajpe Ale, Chichabamadu, Kaji Janagi Chin and Meto Chip, messy and over Giros. Then I shinned a combo is allowed, Takaja Ale.
And there's another analogy given to a particular flower, which I don't know how to say in Tibetan language, in a particular place. So does the rare that we would achieve as the human realm. So now the question is, what really propels us to achieve these sort of optimum the realm of the human beings? Then if you would trace, obviously, this is by the power of the Buddha. It says that, just as like what the Shantideva says, through the might of the Buddha, the Sanghans, the ordinary mind, occasionally or momentarily inclined towards the merits.
Pena Sanje Shanshu Sembalaya, Sanasa Yanji Lodru Je, the Tinti Yanting Koko Yungoros, and Tinti Yumba Koki, Yang Mokrona, Dipashin, the Tauchimbo Yana, and Gawa Chua Yosona, and Gawa the Division Yanayan, and Gain the Better Pima to it, and there you would have
son. So, in terms of how we would accumulate the positive merits, obviously we have these opportunities opportunity to collect or to accumulate the merits by means of the offerings to the Buddhas and Dhammas, as well as practicing the generosity to the poor people.
Le Kari Jemajana, Le Gewa, the Migo, and Yemajan Zichabroa. Ta Ona Yena, Kuro Metalachi, Gewa, Yona, and Dipa the Gewa Niga Yosona, and Debu Kari Migre Sazona, and Dipa Tachiwa, the Hindu Mindogore, Gewa, the Dipa his engine, and General Horis. Tendriki Kesheshi with the Kana and Jemagi Le Moboya, Tendriki Chenshin, and Hatu Mulitin, the Sindin, Yakaboyers, Mulinabat. 가르선의 슈 가디윤의 디바디 최고 알아서.
Obviously, how frequency that we engage in the acts of the Dharma practices that which would lead to these kind of optimum realm of the human beings is very rare. Obviously there are the many different activities that we engage in. There's the fluctuation of the positive actions and negative actions, you know, depending on the intensity of what positive actions it is which would really supersede or surpass the negative actions, that the particular instance of the positive karma that we accumulate, that would be the primary source of primary cause which would lead us to take a reborn as a human being. Okay, here the text reads, since virtue karma is weak or feeble, and non-virtue karma is exceedingly powerful, if you contemplate how readily you fall into the miserable or the lower realms, you will be filled with fear and dread, and will resolve to seek a refuge. As the Mahatma Dignak says,
단다 거듭으시는 가르제 맞추기 미율이 되는 신드는 이해가와 인바데 아니 레지정과 레티 제목이 인전하는 가서 매겨 수천벌이 인산에 다 지와시마 저지 마스나 진은 리마소세데 지 로이 지자데 제네 저초 그래서 와네 단다 거듭시나.
So if we probe into the proportion of the positive actions that we carry out in our daily life, then obviously, for the ordinary beings, you know, the positive karma is always tends to be the very feeble, you know, not that strong enough. And whereas, as far as the transgression or the sin is concerned, you know, it is the beings are that tend to or more involved in that actions. So if that is the case, then obviously we should seek the refuge. Then the question is, do we really seek for refuge? The reason why that we are not really sincerely take refuge, that I assume, because we are not really watching our own the mental continuum.
단답하다라니 가르쳐서샤 아니 마음바라니 가르고도 되니 해고요 말라다 미시에서 맞다 자샤라다 로 마음 대바다라니 가르쳐서샤 레게디 가르쳐서샤 텔레 따지면제 아니 다라니 가르고도 텔레 따지면제니 아니 저세에 대고요 말라다.
The reason why that we are not recalling ourselves to take refuge in the three jewels would be we are not really the focusing on the activities that we carry out, whether it be the activities that has been carried out in the past or the mind that is, you know, that seduced by any activities that really result in the positive actions that in the future. So the text read that as Mahatma Dignak says, adrift or afloat in the bottomless ocean of cyclic existence, devoured by fierce sea monster,
and attachments and so on, to whom should I go for refuge today? So in terms of the what positions that we are in, it is very obvious that we are just like floating in the right in the middle of the oceans, the bottomless oceans.
장소는 추신라 소바테 다예니 지 간제 류스인보 세네레 가렐라 소바 사와나이 아니 나초이 데차샤다 팀무소예 거의 내던 데니라 야도야데 데그니 레드사 데드여다
just as like how ready the sea monster like crocodile is ready to devour you, so does our negative actions, the ordinary negative actions, is that ready to lead you to the lower realms.
Then you can't just say that the quality you would tell the things which she has some bad words. Donorans, Jean and Rola Subin Gibatans. Kunchu tele chobi nipa yoba yichiba ni yino sirta Joson Doguigi, Rani la Tanguigi, the Carresana, any Rani Quad G Senator Gensung in Gibatida, any tele chobi nipa, the control of Yichi, the Tepani Bote, that Jandigi, Kunduru, Jumana Majovatri.
So there are two the primary causes of your going for refuge. Your fear, the first being your fear of miserable realm and the like, and your conviction, your faith of conviction that the three jewels can protect you from them. So thus, you must strive to realize these two causes. So it reads that thus you must try to realize these two causes, because if they remain mere words, so will your refuge. But if they are strong and stable, your refuge will really transform your mind. So in order for an individual to go for refuge in the three jewels, so these two causes is indispensable to develop. So in brief, these two causes are the fear and the faith of convictions. It is very clear in a general sense. You know, once there is a fear, then you know you will start thinking about the any refuge that you can rely on. So any questions that pops up in your mind?
How is it that virtuous karma, or that non-virtuous karma, is stronger than virtuous karma?
Excuse me.
It says virtuous karma is weak and non-virtuous karma is exceedingly powerful. Why is non-virtuous karma so much stronger than virtuous karma?
Because they are the top chamu shujuru was. Gawati any kazo nyam chunju shujuru was. So the kadis in the yungu yores.
Penatoa, dipat touch the gyota chunju sing at the coroni huge education marilada. Kansa rani, sayato chesun on a sachesun huge on rogulada. Kansa di dipat the gyuan indian and a gyuan shuche the sashayana could dipat the huge on tansagre. Any could dipat shuche the jason, gyuati shuche on tansagre.
So Of course, when you read this particular sentence, the virtues tends to be feeble or the weak, and non-virtues are fiercely powerful. So these two sentences should not be understood in terms of the virtue and sin by itself, as if it's there's intrinsic, like there's a particular the pattern, but rather it should be understood in terms of the individuals, engaging in the act of the positive actions or the negative actions. As long as that your positive action that you engage in is more tense, then it would surpass or the transcend over the negative actions that you may carry out. So this is what it means.
ペナロはペナガドブチャジャナニゲワチドナニゲワテトダパソナゲワピタブチャガマレラダメゲワチサシャナトダパソナメゲワヒュチムチャネマソネヨンゴジュサンセゴロマソギゲイショカンジャナヨチチャラチチムソヨゴマレメゲワシュカデチチェソナタピタブシュイチチャネメソギペシディマソギジチュメゲワテマソチャボギチャラナゲレスゲワセディマソチョブチチャラナゲ
For instance, if you look at the particular events, where you are engaging the act of the positive actions, and that very events, if you look at from the beginning of the motivation which propels you to carry out the particular positive actions. Sometimes you may have the great motivation, the action itself is not really there. Or there could be the situation where the action could be very positive, but you would lack either the dedication in the end, or either you don't have the motivation right in the beginning. But somehow there's some sort of lacking, because it would be very hard for individual persons to carry out all the necessary the condition that we would really need. That would enforce the positive action that we carry out is very intense. And that really transcends the negative actions that we carry out. Because due to the fact that the negative actions, it's due to our karmic, what I would say, dispositions or being familiar with the negative actions that we have been carrying out for the long time, for the aeons. So that's why it's more forceful. So here the example is given to how we engage in the act of the positive actions and negative actions is just like the properties or the furniture that you find in the rich people, Obviously, that you will find a very nice table, nice chair, and everything seems to be very, luxurious. Where this is the negative action is something like that. The furniture is in the rich people, where everything is perfect. Whereas our act of the positive action is reminiscent to that of the poor people, where there's no, everything is perfect. You may find the container may be perfect, but the cap is missing there or something.
Pena lebiro, pena ngaso gewa roji, pena mani chisa gana mani tungo chi yirin la sabate geisho la jin degi mare la.
So, for instance, if you recite the mantras of Om Mani Padme Hum, just whole rosary, then let's see, how our mind is seduced by the distractions. Do we really, maintain our focus on that particular meaning of the Om Mani Padme Hum, or whether it be whatever that you are reflecting on, the meditation on, it would be probably difficult. So in terms of how we engage in the act of negativities, then let's say that the negative activities that we carry out orally, let's say if you admonish or criticize with a malicious intention to somebody, wow, you know, I did that, you know, so you have some sort of joy within you. So once you have done that negative actions, so that kind of arising of the that kind of dedication, or I mean the joyfulness, would really enforce that kind of negative actions be powerful.
毕竟在这里讲，之前就是以前我们变那罗，但那个时候就确实你自己确实跟罗尼结的，你过年团圆的，毕竟哪能买些包袋的，打工买些包的，可那今年可不买的了。但那个时候最近学校也呢，最近学校的罗尼，没得当地当地毕竟哪能，打工没了，生出来再学就当个的了。这大概的点过来了。
Let's see that if you are here, you know, come over here to for good purpose. Somehow, you know, if we encounter with any situations where it leads to altercation, all right, and then from now on, from this moment on, you know, until you go back to your bed at night, you know, there are a lot of negative things, you know, would go on.
这一公序，我自己没给我学的了，公序学起来也比大的点过来的，没给别来的了，公序学起来也吧。So
what this indicate is, we have that kind of negative karmic potency.
啊，对，对，真的是蛮大的。So
does that make sense?
嗯，他继续呢。
Any more questions?
The question here, it's about the Shantideva. It says about the momentarily illuminates darkness with black night, so too does there physically appear in the world by a Buddha power. I want to know what is meant by a Buddha's power that these the bodhicitta has got. Why
is it from the teaching or? Kandijil koku gores, chik kaso naranzugi, chik sungli ya tesan gosun chene, ani manzullo gyuru wege tendare kandijil koku gores.
Jidang yin edo, kuki pechi yoro, masu ki pena, nye kawa dan jil hawa singi jiro, diji pere, jidang yin, masu miyu li tense di, nye kawa dan jil hawa. Jidang, sanje tuyi janglan nir renka jiro se di, ima ki dusho tenla, pena, udon wari meto singi chi pechi yoro. Udunwari mento singe te langa chi la chi yuwaan singe te chi misiya dhapa yinpa kaanshe chi la chi sanje chi zambul linda pepi kauta tuyene ane chi lea gyawa saane chi yase chi yorwa ane di kolo tata dema san dusu toji deri rwa ma tsuki zambul linda la sanje ki tenpa dan jie ten ane lea gyawa sho la ane gyawa saa singe te pa shintanu kumbo resi
是吧？三界怎么领了配呢？给予缺损，给了难来度呢？你给我啥些的呢？新的呢？更不的是，阿里提拉那这个是，变成三界退一将了那些。Actually, when you read these particular words, the what the Shantideva says here, the just as the flash of lightning in the dark, cloudy night illuminates the all for an instant. The implication is the main emphasis is on the how rare that we obtained the human, human realm. So this is what the point is. So in terms of by the power of the Buddha, then occasionally that our ordinary beings' mind are inclined towards the merit. This should be understood in terms of, generally speaking, though there are many Buddhas, many teachings, but for individual ourselves, we don't have that karmic potential all the time. Wherever the Dharma is available there. So there's an example of one individual being that who have had the who have had the opportunity to listen to the teachings just for a couple of times, and then the small amount of time lead him or her into such a positive situation and in his or her life next lifetime.
Kodibu xe na dharari, bina sanje ji sun la tu san che ne, di jin jo ji tsang yi se ne re, kanji chu duwe ji mili chiba jin ji taba la, yin chi mi ji sanje ji tenpa na wo chi le shu ne, ji mi yi li ten ne singi chi yorwa. Mato mi yi li ten lenpa sanje sanje ji tenpa la shu si kesha ma re la ta. Mi yi chiwa lamba sanje, sanje ji sun la ten ne, tu san gong su che kwe nye pa ye ma re. Teji yoji sanbi mei li ten sengi chiro, teni ji lenpa le ngenpa tu sanje ji ji sun la sobe tu san che ne mei li ten len go gore.
Of course, when we talk about the how rare that we have a chance or opportunity to take a rebirth as a human form, the mere taking a rebirth as a human form is not the case with what it is talking about here, but rather it should be understood in terms of the human form that is endowed with the certain qualities.
Zambuli no musayatana mabuwa yorita, sanje ki tenpala shu seyate, jawashima nyeji meji mali yanga mara, nga su jini lautu kumari lada, meji jawali yanga mara sana.
La.
Zambuli no musayatana tonshu mabuwa yorwa, ko tere sonyo yi kechana shena, ko nama sanje bari si kecha mewa, rwa, disu kanga tonshu na jawashima meji liti yanga mara, nga su dina lautu kumari wa. Tsukwa kache kusana, bina dewa jidun jopachu senye ji rwa,
So in terms of the might of the Buddha, right? Obviously the mere let's say that there are the billions of people in the world today, but when they all die, obviously we cannot really say that they all cannot come into rebirth as a human being. We cannot guarantee that, but they might come into being. They might reborn as a human being, but this doesn't mean they would have the optimum the human being or the realm, the one endowed with the eight leisure and the ten endowments that is taught in here.
Tere ngasu yena ga de karere jo karere tena kunjo la chosun rogo ori slau yudi jo jide ni gore se yena ngasu ye tere.
Okay, as I explained earlier, when we talk about the two causes of going for refuge, the main two causes that one must really develop the insight into is the fear at the very outset, and then out of their fear, then you develop the faith of convictions. So these two are the causes that propels you to go for refuge. As soon as that we have develop these two causes, then we would be able to go for refuge from the depth of your heart.
jitenyu yuntho la rangyi ki netang de sanang kona rangyi le jitte tsongdu yore la da. Tsongba rangyi ki meshe te la dure la da.
So, in terms of these two causes, how difficult it would be for us, you know, obviously we have that all kind of capacity or the mental dispositions that that is conducive to develop these two causes. So now let us dedicate, after we have listened to the teachings, just reflect on the fact that the reason why that we are still in the samsara is not because there are no protector, but because we haven't been able to take a refuge in the three jewels from the depth of our heart. So with these kind of dedications, that whatever that we have engaging in the act of Dhamma practices, whether it be listening or reflecting on the meaning of something, then have whatever meditation we have done so far, so let they be the cause of our going for refuge in the three jewels from the depth of our heart, and that would benefit the all sentient beings ultimately.
Jesus,